Welcome back to another episode of Ritualistic. This is your friendly disembodied voice speaking, welcoming you to episode 15, Lunch. The content warnings and transcript link can be found in the show notes. Enjoy!
I told you to get the good fruit punch.
This was the only thing they had, all right? You're so picky.
I like the fruit punch you got.
Thanks, Leo.
Are Booker and Jamie ever going to show up?
Booker said he had to go check up on his mom. I don't know where Jamie is.
Probably hiding somewhere and being suspicious. How is Book's mom doing?
Not good, I don't think. He said she has more and more trouble breathing these days.
There's got to be something we can do for him.
There's not much we can do, except be here for him when he needs us.
Well, this sucks. Mrs. Chauncey doesn't deserve this. I wish we could stop it, you know?
Yeah. Drink up.
Mind spiking mine for me?
It's noon.
I know. You've already got the vodka out.
You know I don't drink. It can cause...
blindness?
I'm not sure why you do think that's so weird.
We've heard your drinking spiel before, Thorny. Give me a little too, huh?
We understand why you don't drink. I don't understand why you just won't tell us how you lost your eye.
January.
It's all right, Leo. It's not a long story, or even a particularly interesting one. I was mugged.
What type of mugger cuts out someone's eye?
January! Seriously?
Really, it's okay. I don't mind. She's not the first person to ever ask me prying questions about my eye. To answer your question, I don't know what type of mugger, only that it was dark, and I thought if I gave them all my money, they would let me walk away. A few seconds later, they jumped at me. I lay there on the ground for so long that I couldn't tell you if it was a few minutes, or a few hours, or a few days. I eventually realized it wasn't darkness I was seeing in my left eye. It was just nothing. Nothing and a burning pain. Next thing I knew, I woke up in the hospital with nothing to show for it except a huge scar of an X across my eye. And stairs. Lots of stairs. And the weird sense that I could still see. So I wear the patch now to get rid of the feeling of being able to see anything, even though I know I can't.
How old were you?
16.
Damn.
Leo, you've gone all quiet.
Well, it's hard to hear something like that happen to you. Makes me want to build a brick wall around you so nothing can ever get in.
That's sweet.
That's me, Thorny. Sweetest person around.
Knock it off, you two.
Hi.
Good to see you, Locke. Thought you weren't going to show.
Give her a break. I'm happy you're here, Jamie. Want some fruit punch?
Or some vodka?
I don't know if it's the best idea for me to drink.
Just the fruit punch, then.
January, can I speak to you for a moment?
Sure. In the hall?
Yeah.
What's up?
I know what you and Emil talked about.
I thought he wasn't going to tell you.
What makes you think that's okay?
What happened was between he and I.
Was it? Because it sounded like you brought other people into it.
Emil doesn't need you defending him. He made it very clear that I was being rude, and I promised him it wouldn't happen again. It was stupid and desperate, Leo. I know that.
You don't need to tell me he doesn't need my protection. I know he can take care of himself. But if he...
You know, I got this exact spiel from him. You two are dancing around each other, and you don't even know it.
I'm allowed to care for my friend.
Friend?
I'm sorry, are you implying something?
Maybe I am.
I really don't think this conversation is about that.
Maybe it should be. A lot of this seems like jealousy. You're just mad he's been with me lately instead of you. Have you talked to him about it?
You're not exactly the person I want to discuss my feelings with, January.
I thought we were friends.
So did I.
I get it. You want to protect him, and you think I hurt him, even though I didn't. You're being overdramatic, for the record, but I do understand where you're coming from.
All right.
Wait, just like that?
If it does happen again, we won't have a conversation about it.
You seriously think that little of me? I would never hurt any of you.
It's not like that. I don't think that you would hurt us. I just...
It's him, right?
January...
Lord, the two of you.
I know he doesn't need my protection. I know you would never hurt him or me or Jamie or Book. But I feel like I need to protect him.
Hey, I get it. You're being silly, but I get it.
Should we go back?
Yeah. We stay out here too long and Emil's going to think we're killing each other.
Admittedly, that's not far off.
Emil, you can just ask.
I don't want to ask anything.
I know you do. You keep looking at me and jumping when I look back.
Your tattoos. Why?
Wow. You think you can be a little less vague?
Why did you get them? Why now? Why the words?
If I could answer any of those questions, I wouldn't have been at Matthew Dubois' altar, would I?
I guess not.
Well, I'm not really getting them. They're sort of appearing. I know that sounds crazy.
It doesn't sound crazy.
I know. Wait. What?
You don't sound crazy. I believe you.
Why do you...
Jamie, we found a body that disappeared less than 10 minutes later. I found you sobbing outside the pulpit circle. Booker found you sleeping in the woods. Tattoos appearing on your body is, yeah, strange, but not unbelievable. I don't think you're faking it. I do think you're spiraling, but I also think you have a reason for it. And I believe you, for what it's worth.
It's worth a lot. Thank you.
Anytime, Jay.
Sorry about that.
Everything okay?
Everything's fine, guys. No worries. Are you two okay?
Fine.
Hey, y'all. Sorry I'm late.
It's good to see you.
How's your mom?
She's...
Oh, come here.
Thanks.
Of course, man.
How are you four holding up? Oh, that good, huh?
This was supposed to be a fun lunch.
Is anything really fun anymore?
Wow, lovely optimism.
Sorry, Booker.
Nothing to apologize for. Hey, how about we go to that new sandwich place? I bet they have fruit punch there that isn't so... sad.
You don't condone our day drinking?
Not particularly. Anyways, it's better than staying here like sad sacks. We all really need to get out more. Afterwards, we could get ice cream or go bowling.
I'm sorry, but I have work to do. Maybe pick me up something?
Jamie, come on.
I've got stuff too, Booker. Our tool's broken in, and I need to pick up some hardware.
So this is our lives now? Misery and moping?
We're not moping. I don't think, at least. Everything just feels... different, somehow.
I should get back to my research.
Guys, take a break. Hang out with me. Someday we might not get the chance to.
I want to. We want to. It's just...
Let me guess. You're busy.
We're sorry, Book.
Great, I just... Great, no, go on, don't be sorry.
See you later.
For the record, I do want to go with you.
Then come, even if it's just you and I.
I really shouldn't.
You're busy, just like everyone else, I get it.
No, actually, let's go get some sandwiches.
You mean it?
Yeah. I could go for an actual lunch instead of Funyuns and spiked punch.
Let me go grab my coat.
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. Today's episode starred Jay Short as Jamie Locke, Sophia Weaver as January Lauterbach, Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew, Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy, and Seth Stone as Booker Chauncey. It was written by Morgan Champagne, sound designed by Seth and Jonas Stone, and the ritualistic theme, which you heard at the beginning and end of the episode, was composed by Sophia Weaver. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in a little while.